here with PCM track and field coach Logan Bigler at their class, at the conclusion of their Class 2A state qualifier meet here at Able Blakesburg Fremont. Coach, second place finish for both the boys and girls teams tonight. Really solid performance just overall. Walk me through your initial thoughts on the second place finishes on both the girls and boys side.
Oh, it just shows the pride, shows the character. Kids just went and got after it. We said top two was our goal. And if you're not top two, then you're going for third, you're going for fourth, you're running smart. You know, there's some different strategies all over the place depending on the races. Obviously, sprinting's a little bit, I mean, you just run fast, right? But the distance scenarios, you go run your own race. Everybody runs differently, and it's you just go attack it the best you can. I think our kiddos did that tonight. Second on both boys and girls, what a blessing as a team. Just kind of shows the depth. You know, we had some cats step up huge tonight. There's a lot of kids that were running three, four events. And they didn't flinch. There were some substitutions made and things like that just because it had to be made, and kids didn't flinch. It was the next man up. We just went and got after it every single time that we possibly could.
Coach, we talked about it like a week ago, but, you know, this is one of those meets where kind of everything comes down to this. You know, your kids seemed up to the task. How did you kind of prepare and get the mindset right coming into tonight?
Well, I think the biggest thing is when my assistant coaches and I, which I love them dearly and I can't thank them enough, when we set up conference the way that we do, we really go after it as a team. There's so much unselfish stuff going that night, and that would have been last Thursday. That kind of sets the tone of how things go. And that one's all about placing and stuff like that. And so when you get in the heat of the environment and it's really tense and it's really free-flowing because you're just running fast, and you're competing your tail off. Then when you get to, like, tonight, yeah, stakes are high, but we've been in these situations. So there's been times throughout the year that we've put in our cats in different situations, and, you know, I think it's just another night. That's how we really, really treat it, truthfully. And we just go and get after it.
Yeah, and Coach, you guys, you know, lost some athletes last year due to graduation. We're able to reload, you know, pretty well, and it's become a program that's pretty self-sustaining as the years go on. You know, how huge is that for, you know, just track and field in general and for your coaching staff?
Well, I think last year was the first time we combined boys and girls. You know, so we got four to six, I would say probably six coaches for about 80 kids. And so when you start to get all on the same vision and the same mindset and going competing, you know, we just try to go PCM way. And that's all we really try to do is to get after it. Shoot, I don't even know what the question was anymore, but truthfully, I'm just really, really proud of the kids. My assistant coaches, like I said, I love them dearly. They set this, set some of the stuff up. Like, there's trust across the board, some situations that we just really weren't sure what to do. And ultimately, you got to throw the dice in on the kids and say, hey, we're in this with you. You go run your heart out and let's see what we got. And I think there's a lot of good stuff tonight.
What's the approach now and the expectation as you head into the state meet? Obviously, you know, a huge event every year.
Yeah. I think tomorrow, you know, we get together as a team. We pass up some medals. We got to rest and recover like crazy. Our kids are going to be sore tomorrow. The ones that were running three, four events, they're going to be tired. In a good way, because they ran their hearts out. So we're going to get together, kind of have a little shakeout, and then, you know, our seniors are graduating on Sunday, so that'll be a good time to kind of go celebrate them. And the seniors, gosh, our seniors in our program, boys and girls, they've done so much, truthfully, and they've kind of led the way. And these younger classmen have kind of seen what it takes to be a part of a program like this. And so that'll be on Sunday, and then Monday we come back, and, you know, you just try to get prepared as best as we can and kind of fine-tune some things and get ready to run fast as we can on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Congrats, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thank you.